So I served in Tanzania, and I actually studied international development in undergrad. And I entered my service really unsure about how I felt about international development. I wasn't sure that it really worked, and I had seen and studied and read about the damage that could be done. So I was really hoping to go into my service to see that at the grassroots level there was a lot of positive change that could be implemented. And so I really wanted to work on reproductive health, and I knew there was a project in Tanzania that had just started called Huru. And Huru means freedom in Swahili, which is the language that they speak in Tanzania. And it was a reusable sanitary pad project. And in my little village that I lived in, there were about 1,500 people, and there were some small stores where you could buy necessities like rice and beans. Maybe some fabric for making a dress or clothes, but you could not buy sanitary products. So I wanted to learn more about Huru, and it was volunteers could have these pads sent to their village, and they could distribute them to girls. And because it was such a new project, they these pads were made in Kenya, and they were shipped down to Tanzania. And I knew they lasted for 3 years. And so I wanted to know, well, what happens after 3 years? And Peace Corps wasn't sure yet. They didn't know how these girls in my village who might receive these pads would have access to pads 3 years later. And so I also knew that there was another project in Tanzania that had gone on and was still going on called Zinduka. It was a grassroots soccer project. And at the back of a manual for grassroots soccer, there was a pattern where you could teach girls how to make their own reusable pads. So I decided that I really wanted to do this project. And I found a counterpart at my primary school. She was the kindergarten teacher, and she was this tiny little woman, and she reminded me of my grandmother, and she was very funny. And she said, Jennifer, I would love to do this project with you. And I said, great, I would love to teach the fourth, fifth, and sixth graders, the fourth, fifth, and sixth grade girls how to make these reusable pads. And she said, that's great, but I really want to teach the boys because they probably have a sister, and someday they'll have a wife, and one day they may have a daughter. And so I said, that's fantastic. This is why I need you. So we started this project. And first we taught about sexual reproductive health with the students. And of course, they were silly and giggling, and they thought it was funny. And so I brought my tiny little speaker to class every day. We would do this after school. And we played musical chairs, and we drew the female reproductive system and the male reproductive system. And then we made these pads. And so they're not hard to make. You take a piece of fabric and you cut out two rectangular pieces with two flaps on either side. And then you can use like a towel or a small hand towel, and you cut out a rectangular piece that you sew on one side of the fabric, and then you take a plastic bag and you cut it out into a rectangle and sew it on the other side of the fabric, and then you sew those two pieces of fabric together, and you have these two flaps, one side with a button and one side with a slit. And I said to my counterpart, Manguli, I said, do you think the students are going to know how to use these pads? And she said that we should probably teach them. So I went to town and I bought a pair of underwear, and I brought it to class, and I held it up and I said, if anyone can come up to the front of the room and show me how to use a reusable pad, I will give you a piece of candy. And one thing I made sure not to do during my service was give out candy, because I knew other volunteers who did so had students coming over every day asking for candy. But I made an exception this one time, and of course there was silence and no one came up. And then a little boy in the back of the room raised his hand, and he came up and he showed the class how to use this little reusable pad, and he got his lollipop. And so a few days later, I was at my house, and I heard some girls outside giggling. And even though I didn't give out candy, people still came by my house every day. And I opened the door, and there was Delisa. And I knew Delisa well. And her mother was also another counterpart of mine, and she worked at the school too. And I knew Delisa was not shy. But there she was, and she was giggling, and she had her hands over her mouth, and she had a couple girls behind her, and they were giggling as well. And I said, Delisa, what's going on? And she giggled, and she pulled me really close, and she said, I'm wearing my reusable pad. And I know that she could not have known in that moment, but I knew in that moment that that was going to be the highlight of my service. And I, you know, still grapple with this question of what international development is and what it means and what we can do in that field. But what I do believe and what Peace Corps is trying to do is to build capacity. And I truly believe that the relationships that I built with those girls and with my teacher, Manguli, who is still teaching this project, matter. And I really believe that if girls have access to sanitary pads and if they can make their own reusable sanitary pad, that it can change their life. So, thank you.